Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
On the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Ooh, sometimes
it's time for the vibe check. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're just
checking in
on your good vibes. 585-252-9800. Where's our friends at, Breeze?
Oh, they're here. They're just chilling, having a great time.
We got to set the tone for the whole week.
Yes, we do.
I feel like it was just Monday.
It really was just Monday. But the weekend was a great weekend.
Yeah, it was.
All had a great time. So I love that for us. Who's here? We have Rebecca here. She's excited.
What's up, Becca?
She says it was a great weekend. Feeling good, feeling refreshed. And that's all we can really, say. Love that for you, Rebecca. Absolutely love that for you. Who else is here on the text line this morning? Where's Amy? Where's Nico? Where's Steve-O? We have Veronica weighing in. She says, I'm excited for this week because I have Friendsgiving on Friday, and that's going to be a fun time.
Oh, that sounds nice.
And then Lindsay's here. She says, I don't know why people aren't talking about it, but I cannot wait to go see Wicked on Thursday. I bought my tickets last night.
So where is it?
Wicked?
Yeah, where are they playing it?
Every theater ever on the hour.
I wasn't sure if you were talking about the production.
No. The movie's coming out on Friday. It's probably going to be the biggest movie of the year. I got tickets last night for it. Every showtime is sold out so far for Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, it's a huge movie.
So, very excited for that.
Saw the trailer for it when I went to go see Venom.
Three hours long.
Pack of lunch.
This person says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. It's Amy from Sodas checking in. I'm in my good vibes because getting my house rearranged today and doing some deep cleaning.
That's what's up.
As you should.
You got to get ready for Thanksgiving, Amy.
Gotta do it. So important to do it.
For all the 30, 40, 50 people you're having over at the house, what are you doing for Thanksgiving next week?
Me? Or her?
Yeah, you.
My parents host.
Oh, do they?
First year in the...
New kitchen.
First year in the new kitchen.
Yeah.
So it'll be fun. Good times.
I'm just waiting to be told what to do and where to go. I don't know. I have no idea yet.
Well, you'll go to your parents, no?
No, they don't know. I mean, my brother now, I feel like he hosts everything. Christmas, Christmas Eve, Thanksgiving, Easter... I'm like, can we get a change of venue here? Don't get me wrong. I love it. It's just, I need a change of scenery.
Okay. Well, maybe you should host.
Yeah. Right.
That would be fun.
I hosted one time when I was living out in LA. What a disaster. Listen, I'm not a cook, but I cooked everything. And I didn't realize two things. This was going to take a lot of time, but it was going to take a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to do it. I had about 15 people show up. Turkey was a little dry, but I managed.
Yeah,
I got it done. All right, guys, thanks for the good vibes this morning. Appreciate that. Coming up for the big story of the day, I want to tell you about that 34-year-old man that's due in court. He was the one that was accused of robbing a woman who was sitting in her car in the parking garage outside Rochester General Hospital. A lot of people are wondering whatever happened with that. But Monday morning's court appearance is just another step towards either a trial or a plea. We'll tell you all about that coming up next for the big story of the day on PXY Mornings.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, welcome to the show, you guys. 55 for the high today. Here's the deal. A 34-year-old man is due back in court, accused of robbing a woman who was sitting in her car in a parking garage outside Rochester General Hospital. Most of us remember that story. Mm-hmm. Monday morning's court appearance is another step towards either a trial or a plea, because Isaiah Weathers is facing six charges, including robbery and obstruction of breath and reckless endangerment. He's accused of beating and choking a hospital employee and stealing her car. That was the morning of October 28th. And Rochester police say the woman was sitting in her Kia, because let's be honest, couldn't have possibly been another vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
When Weathers got in, threatening her and hitting her if she didn't leave the car. But police say, you know, of course she fought back, but ultimately she gave up the keys and this guy drove off, leading police on a chase. 10 days before the robbery happened, Weathers went on parole, and he's been serving 11 years for robbery and carjacking-related offenses and has been behind bars up until this point. And as soon as he gets out, he robs a woman, beats her up, and takes her car. Like they said, I mean, we've talked about this on the show. There's been so many carjackings in Rochester, New York, but a lot of these people, they're repeat offenders.
Right.
This is a perfect example. Hopefully the court works its way through the process, and obviously 10 or 11 years in custody did not stop this guy in his violent way. So hopefully the process works out in a way that we can somehow prevent him from creating more victims out in our society. That came in from Greg Bello, who's the RPD captain. But he also says that violent robberies, especially violent carjackings, aren't too common in Rochester. If you do find yourself in a robbery, police say always give up the car or the wallet or whatever else they want. It's not worth your life.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens in court today. Coming up on the show, it's all about the Girl Scouts?
No. There's a TikTok trend going around right now where girls are asking their boyfriends really girl-centric questions of like things that mostly only girls would know. And I don't have a boyfriend, so I figured
I'm the closest thing.
Let's
to
do it with Moose.
Right.
Let's just send it. You know what I mean?
So this has nothing to do with Girl Scouts.
Not even remotely. I don't know where you got that from. It doesn't even say Girl Scouts on the card.
No, I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay.
I can't wait for this.
You're just thinking about cookies.
All right, are we going to keep score?
Yes, of course I'm going to keep. What do you think this is?
I'm definitely thinking about cookies. Also, now that we're on the topic, when do Girl Scouts win? When is cookie season?
It's in the spring. Nowhere close to here. Right. He's okay. Like, get me a Thin Mint in my mouth now.
All right. We'll do that coming up next.
98PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. Happy Monday. 55 for the high today. Intern Hannah Bananas in the house. Welcome back from Chicago. Nice to see you. All right. Here's the deal. Breezy's going to ask me a series of questions only girls should know. In this TikTok trend, women are doing it with their boyfriends, but I'm the closest thing you got to that.
Yeah. I'm like, I'll just do it with Moose. Sounds good.
Okay. Wonderful.
I can't do it with my girlfriend. She knows all of these.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. How many you got for me?
So I have about 10. We'll get as far as we can.
Yeah, I guess.
But I'm very curious. I mean, listen, you are a self-proclaimed very metro guy, so I'm hoping that maybe you'll know some of these. That doesn't make you, it just makes you informed, you know what I mean? So,
sure.
But I mean, I'm not putting a ton of faith in you, but let's just get into it, shall we?
Yeah, we might as well. Let's do it.
All right, Moose. First question, question number one. Asking Moose questions, mostly only girls know.
Okay.
Moose, what is a claw clip?
That's a claw clip is for the back of your hair to hold your hair up.
Yes.
All right. That's a point right there.
You got
it. I'm on fire, you guys.
Absolutely crushing it. Moose.
I have one in my desk drawer upstairs.
Why is that?
Not sure, but it's in there.
Just in case.
It's a brown one, yeah.
Got it. It's probably mine. You stole it. Moose, what does PMS stand for?
PMS stands for...
Don't look at Hannah. She's not going to help you.
PMS stands for... It stands for something.
It sure does.
I do know that. PMS stands for physical menstrual stimulation.
Right. Absolutely not. It's premenstrual syndrome.
Yeah. Oh, syndrome.
I'm so sorry.
Syndrome.
Yeah, we got that one wrong.
What did I say? Cycle?
I have no idea.
I don't even remember.
You said physical assistant system.
It blacked out.
We don't know. Moose, what is... When you talk about like going to the hair salon and a girl sits in the chair and she asks her stylist for an ombre, what does that mean? You're dead behind the eyes.
Hannah, you know what an ombre is?
Yeah, and you should too.
Oh.
Is it similar to a merkin?
No! Ew!
I don't know what...
Do you even know what a merkin is, Hannah? Okay, she's like, yeah.
I'm going to go say an ombre is something they do with braiding your hair. It's a color and a style.
Braiding your hair, color and style? You're all over the board. Absolutely not. It's a technique that you dye your hair and it's super like dark on the top and then it
like
fades
a
skunk.
Yes.
It fades into lightness. Okay. Everything's going really well.
Okay.
Moose?
I'm here.
What is a diva cup?
A diva cup is something that women use to pee into when they don't always have something, when they can't squat, they use it to pee into it. A diva cup is for your period?
Not you answering one question with three different answers. No, I'm dead.
Wait, that's it. A diva cup is used for when you have your period. That's you. It's you use it on the go. That's right. That's got to be it.
Half a point. It's a cup you stick inside of you to catch the blood.
Yeah, that's a diva cup. Yeah, okay. I got two.
On the go. But you can use it literally anywhere. Alrighty. Let's get away from period talk, shall we?
If we can, yeah.
Moose, what is a stiletto besides a type of heel? Like describe it. Like, if you were to see it out on the street.
Like, a stiletto heel would be like a nice, like the red bottom Louis Vuittons. You know, they got a nice stiletto. It's a longer heel. It's almost like longer than a normal heel. Is that?
We're not looking for length. Well, I mean, kind of.
A stiletto is very pointy.
Half a point. It's very, yes, it is long, but it's skinny. It's very skinny.
Yeah.
Half a point for that.
Like, you wouldn't be able to fit a goldfish in the back of that heel. It's just a very skinny, it looks like an antenna. Let's go to the next one. I'm crushing.
What's the difference between a French manicure and a regular manicure? Stop looking at Hannah. She's not helping you. Absolutely not helping you.
A French manicure is, let's say...
Are we on a plane?
Well, if you would get a French manicure if you were in France, and a regular manicure is anywhere else.
Right. Absolutely not. I'm so sorry. A French manicure is when you have like the white tips.
Oh.
Right. Not a white tip guy.
So most of the time when you're getting ready for a wedding or you're a bridesmaid, you get a French manicure.
Maybe sometimes.
Why do you like the white tips?
It's just clean. It's just clean. I don't know. Don't ask me.
Okay.
All right, a couple more questions and then we'll just wrap it up. Can you identify the location of someone's waterline? This is more like a makeup-centric question.
Okay.
Where's the waterline on the face?
The waterline is right from the forehead all the way down the nose. What do you...
Absolutely not. The water line is
under the eye?
Right underneath the eye. It's where they catch the tears.
Oh, that's your water line.
That's your water line. Big water line guy. Huge water line guy. All right. This all right, is
give
an
me another one.
I'm
going to crush this next one.
All right. All right. When it comes to the term money piece, when it comes to hairstyling, what does that mean? What is a money piece hairstyle?
This is a hairstyle. Like, you go sit in a chair at a salon, you're going to tell the hairstylist, yo, give me the money piece?
I want money. I want a money piece. Or money pieces.
Or money pieces.
Where is it?
Well, it's definitely a braid. I know that much.
Get away from the braids.
Oh, it's not.
We're not doing braids. Not the braids.
The money piece is when they... It's almost like...
I love when you're like trying to just grasp at straws.
I don't know. Well, the money piece is like when they take your hair and they shape it into it like an S.
That's a face frame. Nope, absolutely not. The money pieces is like when you're...
They divide it.
The pieces on your face are like highlighted. They're money pieces.
Why do they call them a money piece?
Money piece.
Is that expensive to do?
Not at all. It's just something you ask for.
All right. I got what? Six?
You got 3 out of 8. So thank you so much.
Honestly, I think I crushed. 98 PXY. What's the green flag that led to date number two? PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Guys, there's so many red flags out there. But what about all the pretty little green ones?
Nobody's talking about them.
Well, especially if you're brand new to dating. If you're new to the dating scene, maybe, I don't know, you just got out of like a 35-year marriage. Maybe you're 18. Regardless, we all have our guard up and we constantly go out of our way to look for those red flags. Well, mm-hmm. Breezy and I are here to tell you, you got to look for the green ones because those two exist.
Yeah, they do.
Some of you are in denial. Some of you are in toxic relationships where you take those little red flags and you paint over them and you turn them into pretty little green ones.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't work that way. So we wanted to know, what are some of the green flags that you've experienced on a first date that made you want to have a second date? 585-252-9800. And these are great, too. Let's start with you, Hannah, our intern Hannah. You've been on probably tons and tons of dates. You're 21, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're getting after it in Nazareth.
Not many second ones, though.
Oh, because of the lack of green flags?
Yes, yeah. lack thereof.
Makes sense.
Well, give me an example.
Of some green flags, I think anybody that has asked questions back to me that like it wasn't an interview process.
The bar's high.
The bar is so high. Yeah, somebody that's just like, and how many siblings do you have?
Oh, this is so boring. This is so boring.
Yeah, I know. Well, my favorite thing is when someone like holds open a door for me. That's a nice green flag, I think.
That is a green flag.
That is a green flag.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Like, the bar is in the ground.
I'm asking you personally, though, a date you've been on where it went well, what was the green flag? Just the holding of the door?
I wrote it down as a combination of... They asked questions back, they held a door open for me, asked what kind of food I liked, and made a decision on where to go.
Oh, that's good.
I loved that. I didn't have to be, like, the one deciding.
They didn't say, I don't know.
Back and forth of, like, what do you like? Like, we're going to go here then.
Yeah, that's gross.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I like that. And then...
The assertiveness.
Yeah, the assertiveness. And then just, like, he had a good sense of humor. Like, some guys, like, say something.
They take themselves too seriously.
They take themselves too seriously, or they try to make everything like weirdly sexual or like from the get-go, and it's uncomfortable. Someone with just like an innocent, like good sense of humor, and that's what like...
She's like, I have this written down for this specific segment. I didn't have this in my notes already prior.
Yeah.
And so there was a second date.
There was a second date.
But no third.
No.
What was the roadblock?
The roadblock was that he was like, I love you.
Oh, my Lord. What is wrong with these guys? They're young. You're young.
Yeah.
It's okay. You know, they'll learn. They'll become numb like me eventually. Let's go over to Cassie, who's here. She goes, on our third date, we watched a movie at his place. He remembered that on our first date, I ordered a Dr. Pepper with my meal and a chocolate chip cookie for dessert. And he had Dr. Peppers for me in the fridge and made me homemade chocolate chip cookies. He burned them, but I married him 2 years later anyways. Oh, that's a good one. See? Pays okay. attention to detail.
All right, but what was the first date? That's the third date. That's... What about the first date, Cassie? You're not understanding the assignment.
Easy. All right, let's go over to this person. No name, but they said we had been dating about 6 months. There's 6 months. We're looking for first dates, but I'm going to read this one anyway. We had been dating. She showed up at my apartment with a homemade cake on my birthday. And it might sound like no big deal to some people, but I've never dated a girl who cared about my birthday. I almost dropped to my knees and cried.
The drama. The drama.
Your mother never made you a cake?
Mine is like, my first date with my girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
She drove like...
Well, you are passenger princess.
Exactly. And if I'm going to be, you know, living my life to the fullest, I need them to know that. I need that to be a boundary. I'm not getting in the driver's seat.
Oh, my
God. So,
trust me. After driving with you, I don't think anybody wants to.
That is true. It's for everyone's safety.
Let's go over to...
On and off the road.
The guy I brought home would wipe his piss off the toilet seat, and I thought that was thoughtful. Which is why I went out with him a second time. The second date, he made me pay, and then it was all over with from there. Oh, so you brought him home on the first date. Oh, you silver tongued devil.
We need to recognize that the bar could not be lower.
Wait, hold on. Here's a good one. I asked if she wanted to go to McDonald's and split some fries because that's all I could afford at the time. What a king. She said, sure. And we talked for a long time. We split a large fry, and she was so chill about it. And there was absolutely a second date after that.
Mm.
That's a good way to test a woman.
This person says, my first date with this guy, I had something tragic happen to me right before that I almost canceled the date because of. I actually let him know what was going on, and he said we didn't have to go if I didn't want to or feel comfortable, but he would come over and hang with me instead.
Yeah.
Which is nice. I mean, like, there are people out there that would have been like, all right, well, then you don't like me. And that's like, they would take it very personally and freak out.
Yeah. He's like, I'll come over there, try to get in your pants at your place instead.
She's like, I'm grieving. Thank you.
Paige says he came to my door and my puppy got excited. Without skipping a beat, he scooped up the dog and asked where the three of us were going. Automatic second date in the books. That's a good one. Especially if you meet a guy or a woman that loves your animal, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I think a green flag for me was went on a 4-hour date and it felt like only an hour had passed because, you know, all we did was talk and she laughed at all of my humor, all of my jokes where she had tears running down her face. And I was like, you know what? To me, that's when someone finds me that humorous, that's the most attractive quality that a person can have.
Little did you know she was running to the bathroom to put eye drops in, but these things are
That would have been fine with me because you know what? A for effort.
It all was worth it because my boy Josh Allen ran for 26-yard touchdown, the fourth down, 2 minutes and 17 seconds left, stealing that win over the Kansas City Chiefs yesterday.
Yeah, they really cleaned up.
It was an exciting game, people. I'm telling you right now, we were tight. We were sharp. We really got after it. And when I say we, I mean the Buffalo Bills. I'm not on the team. James Cook rushed 2 touchdowns. Josh Allen threw 12 yards touchdown pass to Curtis Samuel. It was absolutely incredible. The energy in the stadium, electric. Electric, I tell you. Patrick Mahomes cried himself to sleep last night after they became defeated by the Buffalo Bills for the first time this season.
Handing them their first loss.
They were running undefeated for quite some time. And now they stand 9-1. Bills stand 9-2. We're just crushing it. We're going into a bye week this week.
Yes, we are.
So we gotta just stay focused. It's a nice way to go into a bye week with a win, a dub. You know what I'm saying? Taking the undefeated title from those Chiefs. And I will argue that the reason they lost last night is because Taylor Swift was not in the stands, but that's up for debate. Yeah, you know me, huge Bills girl, huge sports girl. Thank you so much for tuning into the sports segment.
All sports, all the time.
Beep, 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 beep.
Coming up on the show, we'll tell you all about Alex Pepperman, the 8-foot, 320-pound jockey who was favored to win the Kentucky Derby.
What?
The only problem is he can't stop dragging his feet. That's next on ESPN 17.
We're definitely going to get in trouble. Let's end it. All right. Thank you so much.
I feel like they're going to get rid of Danger Down the Hall on the ESPN channel.
They've been talking about it for years. After they heard Breezy's Big Bet segment, they were like, we should probably.
Coming up on the show, one of my daughter's friend's mother is a mean girl. And I'm so tempted to finally tell her off, but I can't because I'm forced to interact with her constantly. Girl Scouts, dance classes, etc. I could use some help on figuring out a way to distance my kids from her kids, but it's been a struggle. That's just some of the message we got from Alyssa for Parental Confidential today. Anyone else listening forced to hang out with another parent you absolutely hate? We'll get into that coming up next on PXY.
98 PXY. See her live. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
55 for the high today. Almost 60 by the time Wednesday hits. I don't know. I think Mother Nature is teasing us a little bit.
Yes, she is.
Welcome back to the show, you guys. Moose, Breezy, Parental Confidential. One of my daughter's friend's mother is a mean girl, and I'm so tempted to finally tell her off. I say do it. We'll call this girl Alyssa today. Just, you know, she wanted to be anonymous, but I was like, let's call her by my ex-girlfriend instead.
I'm dead.
So, Alyssa writes, good morning, Moose and Breezy. You guys make my morning, so thank you for the entertainment on my way to work each day. Here's my situation. My daughter is 6 years old. She's got a few close girlfriends. All the parents are pretty cool, except for this one girl's mom. Normally, I'd ignore it. But unfortunately, it's hard as I'm forced to interact with her constantly.
Mm.
Girl Scouts, school, dance class, etc. And she likes to constantly brag about her daughter and herself. She also has something negative to say about so many people, including my own kids. Anyone know anyone like that? Very negative person in your life? Yes, we all have that one person.
We do.
So she goes on to say, she's smug, conceited, and I can't stand her. My kids constantly beg to want to go over to her house because she's the cool mom, and my kids get along great with her kids. But I don't know how to tell my kids I no longer want them hanging out with her kids. I feel like that's selfish, but what would you do if your kids were around someone that toxic? The last straw came when I ran into her at dance class last week. I had literally just come from my toddler son's IEP, where I learned he was probably autistic and needed center-based schooling. I was teary-eyed, I was trying to keep it together, and I told her what happened. Her response was, sorry, I see how upset you are, but I don't do hugs.
Oh my God.
And then she made me feel even worse and somehow managed to turn that conversation into how she just paid off her car 3 years early.
I'm sorry. What?
Oh, dude, people are just so not self-aware. It blows my mind.
They're really
so
not.
She goes on to say, Alyssa says, I can't stand her. I want to tell her off, but she knows everyone. Am I being overly sensitive? Thanks for letting me rant. No, thank you.
I don't do hugs.
I don't do hugs.
Like, I didn't want a hug from you anyways.
No, okay, first of all, stop telling her all of your personal business.
Yeah. Because
she obviously doesn't care.
Right.
So.
You're hurting your own feelings in that sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 585-252-9800. How many of you, because so many parents are forced to hang out together when it comes to sporting events, school, dance class, you name it. Can you think of that one person, the parent that you absolutely hate, that sounds just like Alyssa's describing? There's one in every group. We can all think of that one person. If you can't, it's probably you.
Yeah, which is unfortunate. I wanted to bring this up because I worked a child's birthday party over the weekend. And one thing that was crazy to me was when a parent drops their kid off at a party and they stay.
Oh.
And they stay. And like,
other parents don't like that.
Yeah. And it's like, I'm hosting. Like, I'm worrying about the kids. And the one parent just sat on the couch, did not speak to the parents who were hosting.
Why?
It was, and watched, it was so weird.
It's awkward.
It's just, maybe, yeah. Maybe this is the same type of situation.
Does that scream, I don't trust you to look after my kid?
It screams like helicopter parent. It screams like loosen the reins a little bit. Yeah,
that's very uncomfortable.
I'd be really embarrassed if my mom came and sat at the birthday party with me. It's super weird. I don't know. Very strange. But.
Yeah, it's like, here, take him. I'm heading up to the landing strip. I'll be back in 2 hours. All right, let's go over to Ash, who's weighing in. She says, first off, yeah, exactly what I said. Why are you telling her any of your business? Do not entertain her BS. One person, we got a listener here that says, you're not being overly sensitive. If it was me, I'd clap back politely. Oh, I didn't ask for a hug. Oh, what an interesting thing to say. Oh, we've been working hard to teach our kids humility, so we don't like to brag about silly things. I hate people like this. So if it were you guys in Alyssa's shoes, would you tell this mom off or just keep quiet and try to mind your own business for as long as you think you can?
I probably wouldn't tell her off just because I don't want to make an uncomfortable situation for not only myself, but my child as well.
That's very thoughtful of you.
I know. So selfless. just because it's just awkward. It's weird.
It's so awkward. You got to.
You just like, just don't. I don't know. When it comes to what?
What's up,
what,
Hannah?
What, Hannah?
I mean, I know everyone wants to hear from me, a 21-year-old with no kids.
Yeah.
Everyone's chomping
you
at
might,
the bit.
You might shock all of us. Go
dying
ahead.
Dying to know. But as someone experienced with Mean Girls, you just got to make her feel embarrassed.
How so?
Well, just ask her to repeat herself. That's a classic. Be like, sorry, I didn't hear you. What did you say? And then they have to repeat like the really embarrassing thing they just said.
She said, I said, I just paid off my car 3 years early.
But then you go, oh, I'm so sorry. I don't see how that's relevant. Like you gotta.
Yeah, yeah.
Just make her feel a little embarrassed. Oh. You don't have to be mean.
Hannah's like, I am the queen of making people feel embarrassed.
thank you for that, Hannah. That's actually very helpful.
Great advice, Hannah.
Chris says, I would make a Facebook group about the worst moms in Rochester and have her on it. Be discreet, of course. We absolutely love the advice from the men.
Not
we
the bullying. Oh, my God.
Lynn says, nobody is forcing you to have to interact with this woman. Your kids might get along, and that's fine, but just mind your own business. If you know the type of person she is, there's no reason to share personal information with her. She clearly could care less. Yeah, not to mention, she doesn't do hugs.
Not a hugger. Sorry. Sorry, queen.
Let me go. Excuse me. Let me go over to Lori. 585-252-1900 is the number to hit us up for Parental Confidential. Lori says, unfortunately in life, there will be things we wish we could avoid, but we just can't. Mm. So we have to push through the best way we can. Mm. Since you say you can't avoid her, and she knows everyone, I would not make her an enemy. I just keep a polite distance as best you can. I know, and you know, some of this sounds like it's just common sense, but for other people, it's tough. It's tough to hold it in. It's tough to bite your tongue.
Right.
It really is, especially you. God, if you were a parent and this happened to you.
I know, but like I said, for the greater good of my child, I would probably keep my mouth shut. Because it's like, I don't want my personal feelings on this kid's mom to affect my kid and her friendship with this person.
Would you, because she's such a toxic person, like Alyssa said, would you try to figure out a way to keep your kids from hanging out with her kids?
Well, that's the thing. I think that's damaging to the kid, their relationship, their skills around that. Like, I think it's just kind of like, I don't think it's wise to let, like I said, my feelings on someone else's parent
sure.
affect my kid and her friendship.
Mm.
So yeah. Just keep it cordial, because if you do call her out, the mom could retaliate and be like, you're never hanging out with her again.
Yeah, and then your kids can suffer.
I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Psychopath is capable of. Gina says, why are you even telling her your own business? Just say hi and bye if you want. And when she starts bragging about herself, just say stuff like, oh, nice, cool, sounds good, okay. Sound as uninterested as possible. and she'll move on to someone that actually shows that they care.
Mm-hmm.
Well said. Thank you guys so much. That really was. So from here on out, Alyssa, you're going to mind your own business and you're not going to share personal information with this witch. Just do you. And if your kids are hanging out with her kids and having a good time and they're not scarred when they come home,
yeah,
then continue to carry on, if you will. Thank you guys for all the advice this morning for parental. PXY Mornings, we'll be right back.
98 PXY.
A mother in Georgia, Brittany Patterson, 41 years of age, was arrested for allowing her 10-year-old son to walk a half a mile to the store. Is this really considered child endangerment? PXY Mornings, it's Moose, it's Breezy, and I don't know. I can't believe someone would get arrested for this. And the question I want to ask, 585-252-9800, if you have a 10-year-old, maybe younger, maybe a little older, how much freedom do you give them? Like, what are some of the things you allow them to do independently where others may frown upon it? Are they old enough at 10 to walk a half a mile and back? Are they old enough to stay home for an hour by themselves? Is it really worth getting arrested for and what this mom did, yes or no?
So, okay, within bounds, I just feel like parenting is subjective.
Of course. Of course it is.
Obviously, there's laws, rules, regulations of like, no, you can't leave a 6-month old home alone. Like, that's obviously child endangerment. But when it comes to your child staying home alone, that is a case by case situation based on the parent, the child, the level of comfort, the level of responsibility. And I think that that is up for the parent to decide. What kind of like triggers me with this whole story is this would never, ever, ever be a thing 20 years ago, 30, 40, 50 years ago. If you talk to your parents, if you talk to my parents, if you talk to anyone, they'll say, oh, when I was 9, I was walking to the store to get eggs and bread for my family.
With no shoes on. Yeah, we've all heard the story.
And I think that for this mom, Brittany, to get punished, she's getting punished for the world changing. You know what I mean? The world has changed a lot. Society has changed a lot. A, we're a lot softer than we were back then. B, there's a lot more weirdos in the world. Or maybe there's not more. They're just more known and active.
Yeah.
And C, I don't think she should get in trouble for that.
Well, to get more into the story, if you're not familiar, the sheriff's department ended up calling this mom to say her son had wandered from their home into town. And the mother says it's okay. It's not a super dangerous stretch of road. He's done this before. And, you know, there's no reason for her to be concerned.
Right. Not like he's walking on a highway or something.
Yeah. Not to mention, you know, according to her, she's got a responsible 10-year-old and he can handle himself. But then hours later, sheriff's department went back to the family's home where this mother, the mom, was handcuffed, arrested, and booked on suspicion of reckless conduct and forced to post $500 bail, all because her 10-year-old son walked up the road to the Dollar General by himself. I'm like, first of all, are we all forgetting that there's 6-year-olds in Japan that are walking?
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Walking 3 miles to the market to pick out what they're going to make their parents for dinner that night.
Yeah.
I think, you know, like you said, it's subjective.
Right. I agree with that fully. And like, it's a societal thing. like society has changed. Society has gotten soft and have more weirdos come out into the mix.
I know. And that's the one thing it's not that you don't trust your child. It's just everybody else around them. And I think this 10-year-old was very much capable of walking 15 minutes up to the street alone. But deputies ended up driving this kid home and then they arrested the mom. So here's what's happening currently. Authorities have offered to drop the charge if Patterson, this mother, signs a form that outlines a safety plan guaranteeing that her children would always be under a watchful eye. Ridiculous. And she says, I'm refusing to sign that form, and said she will contest the charge, which carries up to a year behind bars. I'm like, this is not right. She says, I did nothing wrong, and I'm going to fight for that. Patterson's lawyer says, rhetorically asked whether mothers and fathers now have to know the precise locations of their children at all times. Are all parents going to have to put a GPS on their child, he said. Because
in the words of the law.
Right. The parents get to decide for their children unless it is unreasonably dangerous, right? Like you said, it's subjective. You parent how you know how to parent. It's up to them to decide for their children, you know, unless it's like really putting them in harm's way.
There's a lot of rules and regulations you can put in place to keep people safe. That doesn't mean they're going to follow them. Like everyone's supposed to wear a seatbelt in the car. But if you get in a car and you don't wear the seatbelt, that's your choice. You know what I mean? And also, not for nothing, I'm just so confused by, I'm looking at the sun right now with a picture of these two.
Yeah.
The sun looks like, first of all, the sun looks 15. So I can't believe this kid's 10. And if he feels comfortable with it and you feel comfortable with it, that's all that should matter. It's not like she's forcing him against his will. Go to Dollar General right now for me. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, let's hear from some of our listeners who are parents and have kids. How much freedom do you give them? Because this kid was 10 years old. 585-252-9800. I don't know. It really depends on how mature I think my kid would be to walk half a mile up the street and back. We used to walk home from middle school. That was a 2.5-mile walk.
Right. Are the kids getting arrested for walking home from school? This person says, it really depends on the time of day for me. Was the kid walking to the store at 3 a.m.?
No, it was in the middle of the afternoon. The sun wasn't even close to setting.
I don't.
Let me see here. Let's go over to a couple of people weighing in right now. Jamie says it's going to vary tremendously based on where you live. I'm downtown, and I feel a bit anxious about my own grown husband walking alone. If I lived in maybe Webster or maybe Greece, I would feel more comfortable allowing my 11-year-old to walk to the corner store.
Well, that's for you and your family to decide. And if you feel comfortable letting him do that, given your area, your demographic, who's around you, pop all the way off. Should you get arrested if you choose to let that happen? I don't think so.
By the way, this did take place in Georgia, so I don't know what their laws are like, but it seems like they're pretty strict. We got a listener that says, I'm way too overprotective of my almost 10-year-old daughter. And I know it is something I need to work on gradually in the next few years before she starts high school, but I will not let her take the bus alone. I prefer to drive her. And she's not allowed to do sleepovers at friends. I have a hard time trusting other people, but I'm working on it. Yeah. Who else is here? My son is a little older. He's 11. I do not let him roam around as such, but he's allowed to do pretty much what he wants within our area. We live in Fairport. He can go to a friend's house and walk there. He can go to the mall, etc. I just have to know where he is at all times.
Right.
And most of these kids, too, today have phones, so you're tracking them regardless.
Right. I don't know. This is a crazy topic. But I think it's so relatable. And I think it's what didn't we just talk about this, or was I talking about this with somebody else? It's not your job to tell other parents how to parent. You can't do that as a parent. I don't think you can do it as a law. Like, there's no laws in place. Endangering the welfare of a child is pretty broad. If there's direct harm to them, they're abandoned, they haven't eaten, they're neglected, for sure. Walking to the store,
yeah,
can't
I don't know. It's ridiculous. And yeah, we had this conversation this past Friday on the show with
yeah.
Parental Confidential on another mom hitting her child.
Yes, that's what we were doing.
Another woman's home. Yes. And it's like, you can't do that in my house. It made me uncomfortable. Right. Well, don't tell me how to parent. And then around we go.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, in my opinion, this mom getting arrested, totally just over the top. People are going to parent how they choose to parent.
And honestly, like, kudos to her for sticking to her guns. She's not signing that.
No, she's not.
She's risking it for the biscuit. She might be going to jail. Like, we don't know.
Yeah.
We'll follow this story closely.
Yeah. All right, guys, we'll take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings. We'll be right back.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station.
98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. 55 for the high today. A 34-year-old man is due in court accused of robbing a woman who was sitting in her car in a parking garage outside Rochester General Hospital. I think most of us remember that story from October 28th when that took place. And Monday morning's court appearance, that's today, is another step toward either a trial or a plea. But Isaiah Weathers is facing 6 charges, including robbery, obstruction of breath, and reckless endangerment.
Obstruction of breath, very specific.
He's accused of beating and choking a hospital employee and then stealing her car the morning of the 28th. And Rochester police say the woman was sitting in her Kia. I mean, what other type of vehicle could she possibly be sitting in, right?
Mm-hmm.
He got in, threatened to hurt her if she did not leave. Police say, of course, she fights back, but ultimately she gave the keys up and Weathers drove off, leading police on a chase. Weathers went on parole. First of all, this guy had been serving 11 years for robbery and carjacking-related offenses, right?
Mm-hmm.
He had been behind bars up until this point. As soon as he gets out, what does he do?
He robs.
He beats a woman and then steals her car. Hopefully, the court works its way through the process. And obviously, 10 or 11 years in custody did not stop this guy from his violent way. So hopefully the process works out in a way that we can somehow prevent him from creating more victims out in our society. That came from, those are the words of RPD Captain Greg Bello. And he says, violent robberies, especially violent carjackings, they're not too common in Rochester. If you do find yourself in a robbery, police say always give up the car, the wallet, or whatever else they want, because it's just not, it's not worth your life.
Yeah, no. Not at all.
I know. Listen,
will he appear in court? Well, find out.
I've always thought about if I put myself in a situation, what that might look like. You know, mm-hmm. If someone were to come at me or rob me, I was like, oh, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. But when you're in that situation, you don't.
CVS on Park Ave. Holds the door open for the robber. It's like, have a nice day, sir.
I'm just having flashbacks about that day. I mean, this guy was running right
Honestly,
towards me.
All the credit to you, though. I would scream and run and cry.
I was like, I'm going to take this guy out right now.
You like start giving him more things to rob.
I moved to the side, held the door open. Have a nice day, sir. All right, coming up on the show, do you think athletes deserve to make the money they make? So many people took issue with Tyson making $20 million, Jake Paul $40 million from their fight on Friday night, if that's what you want to call it. But do you think they deserve to have made out with $60 million collectively from a 16-minute fight? Let us know your thoughts. We're going to talk about it coming up next on the show.
98PXY is free and always will be.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy Breeze. Is it just me or did anyone else get pissed off watching that Mike Tyson and Jake Paul fight Friday night? If that's what you want to call it.
Yeah.
I mean, most of the fight between them was them hugging each other. And I barely saw any actual punches other than a couple of times. I didn't see anyone get a nosebleed, nothing. And people who were actually there on the floor seats paid about $33,000 a ticket for floor seats. So if you missed it, 58.
$33,000.
Well, there was a couple people where they had special boxes on the floor right in front of the ring. Those were like $2 million. But I don't feel bad for those people. They got the money. If you missed it, 58-year-old Mike Tyson never just really got out of first gear. Okay, he went up against 27-year-old YouTuber Jake Paul, and they were unwilling or unable to finish. They were knocking each other out. The fight went all 8 rounds. It was 2 minutes a round. Jake Paul won. It was a unanimous decision. I'm like, oh, what a shocker. I mean, you got Tyson, who's retired. He's almost 60 years old. He comes out in knee compressions. I'm like, oh, I think we know what's going to happen here. Really? Were we all that surprised? What a shocker. We spent most of the night waiting for Netflix to get done buffering.
Yeah, what was the tea with that? A lot of people were upset.
Because it would like sit on 5% loading. I'm like, if they ever decide to stream the Super Bowl on Netflix, we're all in trouble.
We're all in trouble.
It was such a bad idea. I'm like, I don't know, what, 80 million people watch this fight? What did Netflix not have meetings up to this point?
Right. Say,
you know what? What if we have an overload of streamers? What would happen?
Well, my question to you and everybody is, most of these fights, you know, this is not Jake Paul's first rodeo. He does it all the time, right? And a lot of the fights are, when it comes to wrestling and fighting and MMA, they're pay-per-view.
Well, that's the thing. That's what I miss. You had to pay for these fights. They were pay-per-view. You had actual commentary. The people that were
coming. So who's paying for this?
You have a lot of people that are basically all, you know, endorsements. There's a lot of trade going on. Celsius was like, I mean, they were everywhere. They paid two guys to sit in the front row just to drink Celsius. So every time the camera went over to them, they were drinking a can.
Okay.
I'm like, yeah, there was. So I think the one complaint, though, was that it was not a good idea to put this on Netflix.
Right.
Because like I said, I spent a majority of the night waiting for Netflix to get done buffering. But remember what happened with the live outage? When they did this with Love is Blind, I think it was season four or five.
Yeah, I do.
Nobody could watch it. Nobody could watch it because it took over an hour and a half to get the streaming up. Mm. It was a disaster.
Yeah.
And the question I want to ask was, they collectively made about $60 million from this fight. I don't know how Jake Paul got paid more, but he got $40 million. Tyson got $20 million. Great payday for 16 minutes. Mm-hmm. Great payday. Most people are like, they didn't deserve it. I'm like, how do you figure? I think they 100% deserved it.
Right. See, I don't know the whole realm of sports and money. Like, I don't know what any football player makes. I don't know what any MMA player or fighter makes. But I know it's a lot. I just don't the math isn't mathing for me.
How so?
Of like, where are we getting $60 million to pay these people if you're not...
Advertising.
I know, but if you're not selling the fight, well, I don't know. They're leaving money on the table.
No, they're not. Do you know how much money, like, Celsius probably paid to just be all over the ring and people on... I mean, it was everywhere. There's so much money in advertising. Mm-hmm. And 585-252-9800. How many of you agree with this, what Rich is about? Rich just texted in right now and says, I think... let me see. Oh, here, right here. I honestly can't believe that Tyson just made $20 million off that fight while the other guy made 40. There is something seriously wrong about that. There are Americans busting their asses with 2+ more jobs, struggling to put food on the table to feed their families, yet two boxers who mostly spent the night hugging each other inside the ring gets millions of dollars for a short duration fight. Mm-hmm. But that's what happens when you have two people who bring in millions and millions of dollars in advertising.
Right.
They're going to get a big payday. They deserve a piece of the pie. And I've been hearing that a lot. They didn't deserve it. How do you figure? This is what happens with athletes. People say they get paid a gazillion dollars for playing a game. That's how people try to simplify it, sure. But what all of these athletes are really doing is they're getting their cut for generating millions of dollars into the league.
Yeah.
And the point is, there's no NFL or $18 billion a year without superstars like Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen. They're bringing that money in. So, of course, they're going to get a cut of it. And so many people are so quick to say they don't deserve the money, but yeah, I think they do.
There's so many people in this world who are underpaid and overworked. And I'm sorry if you're one of them. But these people clearly, I mean, they got to where they are because they didn't settle. They didn't, I mean, they had to at some point, right? You got to work your way up to the top.
Yeah,
but know your worth, add tax.
You can go to any place in the entire world and say, do you know who Mike Tyson is? And they're going to say, yeah, he's the greatest boxer ever. But yeah, like I was saying, if a sports league was making, you know, $50 million off of one player each year, and the player was only getting paid $150,000 a year, how well do you think that would go over? Let's go over to Jill real quick. Jill says, this is a similar argument for female athletes who think they should make as much as male athletes. They get paid based off the revenue slash fans that they bring in. And I constantly hear, oh, teachers, soldiers, and other professions should get paid more than athletes playing sports. While I agree some careers are underpaid, it has no relation with athletes making millions. It's not like they don't donate a lot of their time anyways, or money. They do. They do that.
Wait, Moose, this is crazy. This texter wrote, Logan Paul, Jake's brother, obviously.
Yes, yeah.
Has his own brand of drink, Prime, and he posted on the Instagram story saying that he was told he would be forcibly removed if he drank it at the fight. That's yes. How much Celsius paid.
Correct.
To be there.
You had people in the front row who were just drinking Celsius, and the camera would go to them every 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. That takes a ton of money to do that.
Right.
This is one of the biggest fights that has ever been watched. And when you have your product name all over the ring for everybody to see, that's some serious coin where they could easily afford to be like, Jake Paul, you need $40 million? Yeah, no problem. Tyson, 20? Yeah, we can swing
does
$60 million.
Does it work, though? I guess that's the question.
We're all talking about it. We all knew what the main product advertisement was. Celsius. Matt says, blaming athletes for getting overpaid is like if I blamed my parents for not buying me as many toys as my rich neighbor. Hannah, did you see the fight? Nah.
No.
Not a big boxing girl, huh?
No, I'm pro-peace, anti-violence.
Okay.
Oh, I'm going to shut your mic off real quick. All right. Thank you guys so much for texting in on this because, honestly, a lot of us were really disappointed. Sebastian Maniscalco was at Blue Cross Arena Friday,
mm-hmm.
and he came out and was like, yeah, I know a lot of these women forced their guys to show up tomorrow, or showed up tonight. He's like, come on, the Tyson fight is on. And a lot of people, I was like, first of all, it doesn't start till 11. We got out of there at 9:30.
Yeah.
And we had to sit through, but there was these women boxers that were boxing, and they killed each other. And they were probably, that was the best match to watch leading up to the Tyson-Jake Paul fight.
Was that on Netflix too?
No, it was four matches.
Oh. Okay.
They all started at like 8 o'clock.
In L.A.? Is that why it was at 11 here?
No, this was in, where were they? Texas?
Oh, God. Okay. I think
they were at the Dallas Cowboys Stadium, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That makes sense. Yeah. Interesting. Didn't watch it. Glad I didn't. Sounds like a waste of time. Thank you so much for the recap.
Yeah, you're so welcome.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait, what? Starting at 3 today on 98PXY.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I
regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll.
I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show.
There. I said it.
Now, doesn't that feel better?
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present
There I Said It
on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
Okay, it's Monday morning. Let's spit some hot fire. 585-252-9800 is the number to call to clear the air. Let's go over to our boy Ryan texting in. What's up, Ryan? Yo, barbers need to chill out. When I was younger, most barbers were just guys that needed to learn a trade in jail. Now they want to charge the same hourly as electricians and plumbers. No, thank you. There, I said it. Yikes. Damn, Ryan.
Wow, Ryan's pissed.
He's never going to get another haircut in the city again.
No.
No, he's not.
This person says, taking naps during the day isn't refreshing at all. It just makes you groggy and unproductive. There, I said it.
Yeah, if you're doing 2 hours, which most people do, you got to do the 20-minute power nap. I'm telling you, it's just a little tease, but enough to wake up refreshed.
Interesting.
I crush the power naps. 10 minutes, 15 okay. minutes. That's all you need. That's all you need.
Rushing it.
If you guys are just joining us, there I said it. We do this every day on the show at a different time. It just allows you to vent. Anything goes. There's no FCC here for the next several minutes.
There is. We very much so do have the FCC up our ass. All right. Who else is here? This person says, Nike makes bad shoes. There, I said it.
I don't know how. Go wear some New Balance then.
Just do it. You know what I mean? Just do it.
What's up, Rach? Reality TV is still the best form of entertainment, and it's unscripted. There, I said it. I just enjoy the drama. I don't know. I guess I'm just addicted. It's unscripted? Right. Whatever you say.
I do love
her. I mean, you're so obsessed with Catfish. You don't think that's scripted at all? It's got to be, right? What is it, MTV?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, unless they're paying people and making up random stories as we go along. But I do believe there's that many screwed up people in this world. No doubt about it.
Yeah. Hi, Hannah Banana. How's that coffee this morning? Best you've ever had.
Best coffee ever.
I made coffee with cinnamon in it this morning because it's a stimulant.
Tar,
it wakes you up. You got it there. I said it today.
Yes, I do. I think that people who put dirty dishes in the sink instead of right in the empty dishwasher are so lazy and frustrating, and it makes me upset.
There you have it.
Wow.
This is the first time.
There's some roommate tea going on right now.
Perhaps.
It's the first time I've ever had a dishwasher, and I love it. It's my favorite piece of technology.
Yeah.
I love it. So I don't really do as many dishes anymore, but even then, as a single guy, I use a dirty dish. It gets cleaned right away. Back into the cabinet.
Yeah, I hate just seeing them pile up.
I've never had a dirty dish in my sink in my entire life.
You use the dishwasher?
When I didn't have a dishwasher.
No, but now?
I use it constantly.
Okay, good.
I don't wash dishes.
Good.
Who else is here? Andrew. What's up, Andrew? The Tyson-Jake Paul fight was the dumbest thing I've ever had to watch. Really? We weren't surprised that a 27-year-old came out and beat a retired boxer 3 times his age. I mean, what was that? Also, Netflix sucks. There, I said it. Well, we covered all that in the last segment, but thank you for texting in anyways.
This person says, never judge a book by a cover, by its cover is ridiculous advice and not true. There, I said it. Okay. I think it's true. Don't judge.
You do think it's true?
No, I think the words never judge a book by its cover is true. Don't do that. And I don't think it's ridiculous.
Especially if you're in sales. Being put into a retirement home or a senior care home should not be seen as punishment. There, I said it. Well, if you didn't see the news over the weekend, that was punishment in itself.
Yeah, it really is.
What happened there? What happened?
Murder-suicide.
A 70-year-old came in, shot a 94-year-old, and then himself? I mean, 94? You couldn't... Wait it out? What was
pass,
that?
Let him pass? Yeah. I don't know. Very strange. People are, like I said, very strange. This person says, people should be allowed to have different political opinions and still see their family. There, I said it.
Oh, well, that's not happening this Thanksgiving. It's not going to happen. And it is so still fresh on people's minds, the election, There's no way. Look what I'm doing with my hands. Look at how I'm talking right now.
Oh, my God. It's bad.
People are going to lose family members.
A lot
coming up
of
next week.
A lot of Thanksgivings are going to be canceled this year. Yeah, I'm telling you that much.
They are. My family doesn't get down like that. Thank God.
This person says, if you ask a question in a meeting when the meeting is trying to wrap up, you are just plain outright inconsiderate. There, I said it. One more thing. And it's like the most non-related question to any topic whatsoever.
It's just not relevant. I love when the substitute teacher's texting, when they're texting in. Apparently this one didn't have a teacher's shoes to fill this morning because he'd already be at school, yes? Jim says, even if you have a calculator, you should still be able to do basic math and understand it in your head. There, I said it. Been substitute teaching for over 7 years, and you will not believe the amount of kids who do not know how to do basic math. Well, we're that's us in this room right here.
I can't even do math on my fingers, but thank you.
What's 6 divided by 3?
3. 2. 2. I can't do it.
My point exactly.
I can't do it.
Thank you so much for texting in, Jim.
Mine for today is this. I don't think breakfast should be eaten past 11. There, I said it. Everyone's like, it's noon.
But that's, what's brunch?
I'm also not a big brunch girly. If it's 11, I'm eating lunch. There, I said it. My girlfriend's like, it's 3:30. We should probably have breakfast now. I'm like, I'm not eating breakfast.
3:30?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw she made you some delicious crepes yesterday morning.
Oh.
What was that about?
That was crepe.
Were you hungover?
Honestly, I was. But that went like viral on my Instagram. Everyone's like, I'm moving in. I'm like, yeah, come through.
How did she? She just made those from scratch.
Yeah, she just does that. That's just what she does. She's an angel.
No wonder you're moving in with her.
I know.
What do you have to bring to the table?
Well, I cook chicken because she can't touch my meat, so.
How hard is that?
She can't touch raw meat.
You just throw chicken breasts in the oven pan fry it?
Well, I have to pan fry it. I have to cut it. I have to clean it. I have to get the fat off. Yeah, it's a whole thing. It's a production. So what do I bring to the table, please? And an amazing personality and sense of humor. Get real.
Oh, so you bring the table.
But literally. What do you bring to the table? The entire table. Thank you.
I'll bring a folding chair every now and then.
Take Moose and Breezy with you and listen to and follow PXY Mornings in the free Odyssey app.
The number one hit music station.
PXY. Vibrant color, oratory skills, a deep exploration into drama, suspense, tragedy, and comedy. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present another award-worthy performance in Moosterpiece
Theater. Are you ready to act?
Yeah.
All right. 585-252-9800. What's the name of this film? Feel free to throw it out there if you know it. I picked a good one today. Very abusive movie.
Love it. Like,
we're going to act out an iconic scene from this film, and then Breezy will go home tonight, watch it, and bring it in tomorrow for Breezy's big movie review.
Got it.
Two really big A-listers in this film, and we're going to be playing the role of two of them. So you're going to be playing the mom. I'm going to be playing your boyfriend / kind of husband, I guess. Let's call him boyfriend.
Okay.
But you are protecting your son because I just beat the crap out of him. Okay? And you're coming in the middle of it. So you are heated.
Pissed.
You're distraught. You're trying to get answers.
Right.
And you're done with my character's crap. You've had enough of the abuse. Physical, mental, verbal.
Spiritual. Okay.
Any questions?
Got it.
All right. There are cartoons playing in the background, so let's set the mood. All right. Lights, camera, action. It's Moosterpiece Theater on PXY Mornings. Act.
You're pathetic.
Where are you? That's not even the first line. You got to go all the way to the top. Let's go. Right under action. There you go.
Right.
Got it. Let's start this all over again. I'm going to start the music here. Let's see if we can do better. My agent is calling you. You said doubt it. Here we go. And act.
Get away from him. Get away from him or I'll kill you.
Get out. Are you deaf? I said out.
You know,
leave.
You know something, Dwight? It's not that you've been disappointed. It's that you're consistently have been disappointing. You're a poor excuse for a man.
Oh, fancy talk. Such fancy talk for a whore. Oh. I know a thing about a thing or two. I got friends in this town, baby. I found out about a guy down at the headquarters who got you a job in Washington, D.C. Is that your plan? You're going to run off with him, aren't you, you whore?
You're pathetic.
You're a liar and a whore.
You know, I could leave right now if I wanted to, couldn't I?
You're not leaving.
I could walk right out that door, couldn't I?
What do you mean?
I'm leaving you, Dwight.
No, you're not serious. You're lying.
Oh, yes, I am. I'm leaving you.
No, no, no. Well, what about me?
I'm leaving you. Why do you want me to stay? You don't even like me.
No, you can't leave. What about me?
Don't ever touch my son again.
You and your son always sided against me. And I did the best I could. I did the best I could.
Don't touch my son!
Cut. All right. I mean, if that's the best you can give, that's the best we'll have to take for the time being. I would give that out of 10 popcorn buckets, Breezy. The 4.7.
That's terrible. Also, I have the sun beaming in my eyes, so my corneas are burning. I can't read the script.
Well,
so.
You know, an excellent actress would just roll with the punches. That's what you got to do.
I'm seeing stars.
Okay. So. Nobody is going to get this.
No.
Okay.
Heard of this movie.
Okay. It stars Robert De Niro and everybody's favorite Leonardo DiCaprio. The name of the movie is The Boy's Life. And it's fantastic. It's very abusive, but it's from 1993.
Okay.
So you're going to go home tonight. You're going to do your review. Watch the whole film, Breezy, and then bring it in tomorrow. We'll get to it. But this is, it's an excellent film. Yeah. It's okay. An excellent film. Ladies, intern Hannah, intern Jackie, what would you rate our acting today?
Like him a 4, me a 7?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Say again?
Can I keep my internship, please?
That's fine. You can stay out of it. All right. Well done, Breezy. Well done. Another Moosterpiece Theater in the books.
98PXY is free and always will be.
Justin Timberlake on PXY Mornings. It's Moose. It's Breezy. The question is, at what age do you officially graduate from the kids' table on Thanksgiving?
It's a lot. And I wanted to ask our beautiful interns here, Hannah and Jackie. Hannah's a senior and Jackie's a freshman, sophomore. So they're different ranges, right?
21 and 19, yes.
And I think it's crazy because Thanksgiving's coming up here just next week and everyone's going to be going home, hanging out with their families, doing all of the things.
Yeah.
And at the Thanksgiving table, there's the adult table, there's the kids table, and even though, Hannah, you're 21 years old,
yeah,
do you still have a seat at the kids table?
Okay, here's my thing. Yes, I am at the kids table, but I did graduate to the adults table for 1 year.
That's even worse. That's even worse.
So at the kids table, what are the age range? What's the age range of the people there?
There's like a 5-year-old.
Oh, you must be having deep conversation.
Yeah. Love my cousins. Love them. But I want to be with the adults. I want to.
You're an adult.
Old enough to drink.
Yeah. Not at the kids' table.
And like hook up with your friends' dads. You're old enough. Yeah, you're old enough for all of that. I was 15, 16 years old, I think, something like that. But you know, you always have the long dining room table. My mom was very adamant about putting the leaf in.
Extend
the table.
Put the leaf in.
And then you had that one crappy card table.
Yep.
That was always lopsided at the end of the table.
Yep.
With the kids.
With the really bad chairs.
With the terrible chairs.
And
the folding
short,
chairs.
They're short chairs. Yep. So I feel tiny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was always pissed. I was done with that table. I've been done for a long time. You know where I sit now? The head of the table. Okay. Because I'm the alpha.
Chill.
Oh my God.
Absolutely not. You're the lowest on the totem pole.
Look how triggered all the women in this room just got. Oh, it's fantastic.
Oh, no, we weren't triggered. I was talking about you and your own family. Lois on the totem pole. I just, Jackie, what about you?
So unfortunately, I'm still a teen, so I think that they,
like, sorry,
19.
Jackie. Yeah, go ahead.
So, but I have cousins who's like 28. She has a 401k. She has kids, and she's dealt the kids table.
Wow.
And she's 28.
28, 26, something like that.
She's like, she could cool. be, she could be 20, she could be 90. We don't know.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for chewing gum on the air, by the way. Appreciate
fantastic.
That.
Yeah. So, forgot that was in there.
So basically, Hannah, when you go back home next, what is it? Next week is Thanksgiving.
Next Thursday, right. Yeah.
I can't believe it's creeping up on us.
I know.
Are you going to say something? Why don't you say something?
Hannah, make a scene and do a video and we'll bring
yeah.
it back.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll get some content.
Throw a
I'll fight
fit.
My family.
Wear a GoPro. And just start talking trash to the 5-year-old. Like, yeah. I shouldn't even be here. Like, I can't believe I'm sitting with you.
I mean, who says I don't do that already?
I know, that is true. She's like, with or without a camera, I'm doing that.
Yeah, it's a therapy session.
I just, you know, I never had a kids' table, so I'm very enthralled by the whole thing. It's like, come one, come all in my family. There's no segregation.
Yeah.
There's none of that.
I got in a fight when I had to go to my cousin's wedding years back because I refused to sit at the table where all the kids were. So I was like, yeah, I'm not going then. And then that became a whole ordeal.
Not you making the day by yourself.
Well, I was like, I'm an adult now. I'm not doing that. It's embarrassing. When somebody in your family tries to put you at the kids' table, let alone Thanksgiving is one thing, the holidays are one thing. But then at a wedding, it's like, now there's 200 people in this room. People are staring. People are talking. I'm not, no. See, you got to set boundaries, Hannah, and that's not what you're doing. You're letting your parents walk all over you.
No, I don't have those. I don't have those.
Hannah's like, I need a place to stay for the next week, so. And honestly, I feel, again, I'm not a kids' table like enthusiast or professional, but I just feel like you kind of get like the crappier meat at the kids' table, and it's always like leftovers and scraps.
Oh, my God. I don't think so. I still ate the same food everyone ate.
I don't know.
I just did it with a different crowd of people. And I hated those.
The 5-year-old's like, I want dark meat. You know what I mean?
No, the 5-year-old's like, I want Wendy's.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel for you guys, though, because you're not alone. There's so many people in college, your peers, also older. Like Jackie said, 28-year-old with kids themselves sitting at the kids' table. No, I'm
yeah.
all set.
Listen, 13 years old, even 13, 14 when you're a teenager, it's an awkward time to be at the kids' table.
Yeah.
Now you're a grown woman, like I said. You know, you're hooking up, you're smoking, you're doing all the things. You should be able
her
to have...
grandma listens to this show, chill.
You should be able to have adult conversation with the people you love the most. You see what I'm saying? And what they're doing to you is so disrespectful, Hannah.
Yeah. I'm going to tell them you said that.
You need to go in
send
there
next...
Send
them the podcast.
I'll send them a clip.
Next Thursday, go in there, guns a-blazing. Let them know what's up.
You show them who's boss.
Me.
Okay. They're like, can you run out and grab milk? You're like, yeah, absolutely. You know,
this is the last Thanksgiving you ever spend with your family. You realize
thanks,
that, right?
Guys. Oh, my God.
Join us for more tips and tricks coming up next on PXY.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.